In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Betches Media presents.
Madam Speaker. Madam Vice President.
You want to hang out with us? You get your vaccine.
And so I went to Human Resources.
There's some things I just can't tell you on air.
The Betches Sup Podcast.
A woman's problem, if you will.
Hello, and welcome to the Betches Sup Podcast. I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Brandon Smith.
And the Betches Sup Podcast is where C-SPAN meets the group chat to help you process and laugh at the biggest topics in U.S. news and politics. But today, we're not talking about politics, but we are talking about a famed D.C. resident. It is a two-time FIFA Women's World Cup champion and two-time Olympic medalist who currently plays for the Washington Spirit, Kelly O'Hara.
What's up, guys?
Thank you so much for joining us. This is, I know Brian is very excited.
We're both thrilled. Are you?
I am a huge, huge U.S. Women's National Soccer Team fan.
Very nice.
So I like geeked out when I heard that you were coming on. I went to the 99 Women's World Cup.
Awesome.
And ever since then, I remember it was Denmark. I remember like all the details.
Yeah.
NSYNC was the halftime performer.
No way. Oh my God. Yeah, that's crazy.
It was awesome. Yeah, so I mean, I was saying, big fan. What is it like to be a part of a team with such like a big and winning legacy?
It's pretty awesome because I've been able to, you know, contribute to it and be a part of it and win a lot of things, which winning's fun. Like you said, you watched the 99 World Cup. You attended it. As a kid, only watched it on TV. I remember watching the final, and you know, that game and outcome and win shaped me as a kid, as a girl, as an athlete. And from that point on, it was kind of like, oh, I hope that one day I could play on this team. Like that would be the dream. And I've obviously been able to achieve that and to be on the team for a long time. And it's a very special thing that I don't take for granted at all.
Yeah, that's how I felt in 2019, but as like a 32-year-old.
Listen, all ages are welcome. We love it.
Yeah. So we obviously want to hear all about your sports background, but we're also excited to talk to you, a fellow podcast host. You are the host of the Just Women's Sports Podcast. How are you liking doing that?
I really enjoy it. I think the hardest part is the scheduling, and JWS people will probably be like, oh, Kelly loves it. But like that's the stressful part because I'm obviously totally soccer player first, but then have this opportunity of being a podcast host, which has been very cool. So outside of scheduling and working around practice and training and travel and all that stuff, it's so cool to be able to sit down with the people that I have been able to, and I will in the future, like the conversations that I've had, through being this podcast host is I sometimes kind of have to pinch myself to be like, oh, I get to talk to this person today. Like what? And just me and, you know, the other athlete and having just one-on-one chats and hearing about mm-hmm. their lives, their stories, their careers, which for me, I'm big into just hearing people's journeys. I think it's fascinating. I feel like you can learn so much from that. So it's been awesome.
And I'm sure lessons beyond sports, of course, I feel like that is why it is so meaningful to be a sports fan is because of the lessons you learn beyond just on and off the field.
Oh yeah, for sure. Definitely.
And you're also, both of you are like such movers. It's probably, you know, nice to sit down and talk to people who are like, don't, you know, like, that's the other thing too, is, you know, I think people, a lot of the time they expect athletes, especially professional athletes on your level, to like be spokespersons, but that's always not the true like stance, but like, it's nice that you want to do it. So it's like your own doing. It's really cool.
Yeah, for sure. I think that, the way I looked at it is like, I have experienced the fact of 4% of media coverage is given to women's sports. And that's been through my career. And I personally have experienced it. So I'm like, and I've obviously talked about it. I'm not probably the most vocal person, but to me, it was like, I have an opportunity to actually do something to create change. And in this specific space, and at the end of the day, why not take that opportunity to do it? So, yeah, I definitely agree with you.
Yeah. What have been some of your most, your favorite recent?
Ooh, we've just started recording for season 4. And I don't know if I should disclose the guests, but both of them,
I will say both
were Olympic athletes, both medaled. And we've got a gold medalist and a bronze medalist already on tap for season 4. And they were both fantastic conversations. I truly, there hasn't been one recording that I've come out and been like, oh, that wasn't great. Like I end the recordings just being on a high and feeling like, oh, I just learned so much. And like, that's such good perspective and just kind of, I don't know, wisdom that is shared throughout the conversations.
Yeah. I mean, the Olympics, as you were talking, I mean, forgive me, but it's like, I'm having a hard time remembering a man that stuck out to me at the Olympics. Like it was such a women's game and there were so many incredible moments. Yeah. For it felt like the first time where we weren't like, oh, let's make sure we pay attention to the women's sports. It's like the women were dominating.
Yeah.
I would hope more than 4%. So it seems like things could be shifting. I wanted to talk to you specifically about, you know, how we talk about women's sports, how we talk about female athletes. From the women's national team to the WNBA, athletes who happen to be women have taken on a lot of this responsibility, as you referenced, for speaking out on issues to the extent that it's almost become kind of expected. So I'm wondering, as someone who's both an athlete and part of a media company dedicated to women's sports, I'm curious if you think this double standard is more of a hindrance or more of an opportunity. Like, is expecting athletes who are women to take a stand on everything something to push back against? Like, we should be purely sort of analyzed for our athletic ability and what we contribute to our teams? Or is it, do you think, like purely an asset and a privilege and what makes women's sports so powerful to follow? How do you balance those two things when it comes to your conversations?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting question. I think anytime you have a platform, it should be seen as like an opportunity because you have the ability to like reach a very wide or a wider audience than you, just your immediate friends. I think that what maybe contributes to like the hindrance is the expectation that's put on. And I think there's athletes that like want to go out and just ball and focus on their game and not feel the expectation of that. So I think it's really more so the athlete or whoever it may be dealing with that expectation. I also think that the coverage first needs to be like top line on the athletics, but then you also have the opportunity to tell all these different stories because like you said, a lot of athletes do speak up and want to speak out and have things that they want to talk about and bring to the forefront. So I think it's kind of like a double-edged sword, but at the end of the day, I think it's probably like for the best, you know?
Yeah. And it seems like a lot of times recently, it's almost been attached. Like when Sedona Prince sort of spoke out, like she was doing that because they literally didn't have a weight room that was operational. Yeah. So she wasn't like, I am doing this for the feminist project, even though that certainly helped it along and it went viral. They were doing it because they needed a better place to do their job.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. And I think when it comes to just women's sports, like the first, I think the main focus is covering women's sports, right? So that's like, scores, results, stories, matchups, that sort of thing. But then on top of that, it's being able to tell more stories, talk about things that are important. And it's giving a platform, another platform for athletes to do that.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
So you mentioned the Olympics before. Obviously, the Olympics just happened, the Summer Olympics. And there was a lot of talk about athletes and their mental health and like some of bios withdrawing and the other athletes even testing positive for COVID. From afar, it felt like a very charged and stressful games. Did it feel like that? What was the experience like? And the overall thermometer like?
Yeah. It was definitely, it was definitely not, a normal Olympics. This is my third one that I had the opportunity to go to. I knew it wasn't going to be normal going into it. You know that there's not going to be friends and families in the stands. There's not going to be fans in the stands. You're going to be playing in empty arenas, stadiums. And also you're not going to, like, we were outside of the village and we weren't allowed to leave our hotels or our hotels. So like it was practice field, game, stadium, or in your room. And so, and I knew that all going in there. So for me, I kind of looked at it as like, this is a business trip. I'm there to try to win a gold medal and then come home and like party with friends and family. And I think, and like you said, I think people also, even spectators felt that like this doesn't feel like a normal Olympics. You know, at the end of the day, I'm glad that they happened. I think that, there was a lot of awesome moments that came from it. A lot of awesome conversation pieces, like the Simone Biles pulling out of some of her events, those sorts of things. Like those are all great. And I'm glad that they happened. And at the end of the day, Japan did a fantastic job hosting and putting together an Olympics in such a trying time. But that is all to say that, yes, you're right. It was very stressful.
What was like the weirdest COVID thing that you had to do regularly, like to prep before you went or during, where, because we've been doing this pandemic for a while now, but I bet you came across some things like, well, that's a new one.
I can't think of anything like weird or right on the spot.
I thought I read about something like thermometer pills. Are those a thing?
Oh, so we did, what's it called? Heat training, heat acclimatization.
That sounded right. Yeah. It's a lot of syllables, but I think you got it right.
Before we got to Tokyo, because they knew it was going to be so hot. Oh. And so in doing that, we were at a sports lab that you could either do, you could either swallow a thermometer that was a pill, because they had to track your internal temperature the whole time for safety reasons, or you could do a rectal thermometer. So that might have been what you heard somebody talking about. So that didn't have to do with COVID. That was more so like trying to prep properly. Yeah.
Got it. Yeah. Interesting. I feel like I would rather get a brain poke than a rectal thermometer, I think.
Yeah. There's like pros and cons to both, but I don't know. There's a mixed bag of what people
care to elaborate. No, you can say that. That's on the Just Women Sports podcast. You'll need to go there for that.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I'm sure you've swiped past lots of custom beauty brands over the years. Customize this and personalize that, all promising to fix my hair and skin insecurities. It's easy to be skeptical, but when Pros says custom, they actually mean it. Your formula literally could not exist without you. Since I started using Pros, I've noticed consistently healthy hair, even with all I put it through with heat tools and hairsprays to get this pompadour sky high. It smells great, looks fancy on the shelf, and it has my name right on it. Each and every bottle of Pros custom hair and skincare is made to order and personalized with a unique brand of naturally powerful and proven effective ingredients to meet your needs. Their in-depth consultation analyzes over 80 factors for a complete view of your life and beauty goals. Pros covers everything from your concerns to diet, exercise, and stress levels to uncover what's impacting your hair and skin health. Next, they'll recommend a full routine of truly personalized products, which were only produced after I placed my order. Nothing is pre-mixed. Nothing is off the shelf. But don't just take my word for it. In a third-party, double-blind, dermatologist-supervised, controlled clinical study, Pros proved that personalization works better than off-the-shelf alternatives. Pros is so confident that you'll love your results that they're offering our listeners an exclusive trial offer so you can see the difference custom care can make. They're giving you 50% off your first subscription order at pros.com/feverdream. That's PROSE.com/feverdream for your free consultation and 50% off your one-of-a-kind formulas. pros.com/feverdream. Hey, American Fever Dream listeners, I'm here to tell you that there is no reason to panic the next time you're searching for the perfect gift. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode on Etsy is here to take the stress out of gifting so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. It's easy. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like. And Gift Mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Now it is simple to find gifts made by independent sellers for all the people in your life. So whether you need a Mother's Day gift for the quilter or a birthday present for the vintage hunter, there is something for everyone on Etsy. And like I told you guys before, I got my wedding bands on Etsy. I was able to meet with a creative, independent artist. They took my vision into reality, and now my wife and I have custom wedding bands that we absolutely love. A gifting moment is always just around the corner, whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, a holiday, or even just a day to say thank you. Gift Mode on Etsy has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
I'm sure you've had the opportunity to meet a lot of amazing people, but was there anyone you met at the Olympics that you like really like fangirled over?
Ooh. So again, like I said, we weren't at the Village, right, so yeah. I didn't get to, you know, that's not, and even if we would have been, I don't know how much interaction there would have been with other countries or athletes, that sort of thing, just because of COVID. So not really. I mean, the, 3-on-3 basketball team was on our floor, or not on our floor, but like we shared a common space with them because Team USA basketball was in our hotel. So it was cool to see those girls, and they had like, they like put a little, made a little court out of tape on the main common room space. And so we'd walk by that every day and see them like kind of working on plays and stuff. So that was cool to be able to,
that is fun.
A little bit of like, you know, shoulder graze with other Olympic athletes.
Yeah, totally. Well, we're really excited to hear who those Olympic guests are. You said Olympic gold medalists and bronze medalists. So, I mean, it could just be a season of you. That applies.
So it was an Olympic. So actually, Olympic bronze medalists and then Olympic athlete who has now won all three. So those are the hints.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. That's a good hint. Yeah. That's a very liberal hint.
Yes.
Yeah. So we heard that you were a big fan of some reality TV, including Bachelor Nation.
Yes.
Is that right?
So So Bachelor, and I think we're about to play a game with Bachelor people. I definitely have watched, and I've watched in the past, like, and I'm watching Bachelor in Paradise right now.
You are?
Yes. So
okay. It is themed based on this season of Bachelor in Paradise.
Okay. So I'll know the people, because sometimes I'm like, I don't know names, but if you showed me a picture, I would know. Or we could Housewives, Beverly Hills style and or Salt Lake, but we can stick to Bachelor in Paradise.
We can give you options, but you can also like volunteer your own person. Oh, if you don't think we gave you good options, then you can volunteer your own person.
Okay.
So we're going to bring in our content assistant, Bridget, who's going to read these because she is our resident. Hi, Bridget.
She's getting subbed in.
Yes, exactly.
Nice.
Perfect. She is our resident Bachelor in Paradise expert. So we're going to play a game based on Bachelor in Paradise, but we're going to call it Bachelor on the Pitch. And some on brand questions. So take it away, Bridget.
Hello. So I'm going to give you like a soccer themed scenario with an option of two Paradise contestants. And then you can tell me like who you think is most likely to fit that scenario or add someone else.
Okay.
Okay. So the first one is, who's more likely to challenge the ref, Carl or Demi?
Ooh. Wait, who are Demi?
Carl or Demi.
Wait, which one's Car? Oh,
he was like boxing on the beach. Like,
probably Demi.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, 100%.
I know enough about this to know that I thought it was going.
Yeah, 100%. It's going to be Demi. She will speak her mind at all times. So she's definitely going to challenge the ref.
Nice.
Okay. The next one is, who do you want on the back line with you, Tammy or Mari?
Ooh. Definitely Tammy.
Yeah.
I don't think, especially with the Mari Kenny situation, she kind of like was like, you can go talk to the people. And then she's like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Like, no, we need people. Well, I guess Tammy kind of did the same thing, but like with herself, with what's his face, Aaron and Thomas. And then she got booted. But yeah, Tammy seems like she would slide tackle somebody. I feel like Mari probably wouldn't.
good. Okay, who would make a great teammate, Natasha or Jesenia?
Oh, I'm a big Natasha fan this season. So
yeah,
Natasha. I feel like she's I've her storyline's been interesting, and I like the way she's like carried herself and handled herself.
Yeah. Okay, so then who would be a horrible teammate, Thomas or Brendan?
Oh God, definitely Brendan. Brendan's
I like
the
how
worst.
We did two guys there. No lady options.
Yeah, dude, Brendan just like really plummeted in the ratings, huh? He just could not help himself.
Is
he one of the ones that went for followers?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Was part of
and like blatantly. Even what's worse, Piper's I feel like worse. Like she keeps talking about it. I'm like, you know you have a microphone on, right? And they are going to air this and everyone's gonna know.
I don't even watch Bachelor in Paradise, but I know who Brendan is because people hate him so much.
Yeah.
I'm on TikTok constantly.
There
and
you
they
go.
Showed like his follower account. Just drop it.
Yes, it's wild. I'm like, but serves him right. Should have known better.
Yep.
There for the wrong reasons.
There for the wrong reasons. You're right, Brian.
Okay, who's bad at passing the ball? Kenny or Piper?
Piper. Just because she's just not doing anything right. Kenny probably wouldn't be very good either, but that's just Piper.
Yep. Not Team Piper.
No.
Okay, who fouls the most, Aaron or Queen/Goddess Victoria?
Oh, Jesus. Both the same amount. Because Aaron also... I think both. They both would just not think things through and just be... fouling left and right.
Yeah.
Who would you say on your team is that person?
Fouls? I mean, probably Carly, because you'll see it coming, and I'm like, and maybe not as much anymore, but sometimes we're just like, Carly,
you'll see it,
Carly. We know you're about to do this. What are you doing? But yeah. But that's okay. She doesn't play on the back line. Like you can do that. You know, like you can foul higher up on the field. And she's an aggressive player, which I freaking love it. But sometimes you're like, did that really need to happen there? But it's okay. I appreciate the aggression and the work rate.
Brian, I wish you had made her do the alternative women's national team answers for all of these.
Oh no. Let's not play that game.
I remember in the documentary, LFG, they were talking about how you were the crazy player.
Yeah. Well, obviously I'm not going to say myself. And yeah. I play on the back line, so I can't be fouling all the time. But I mean, I have been known to foul once or twice in my life.
Scrappy.
It's more like so, it's not like foul dirty. It's like, she's crazy. She's going to run through a brick wall to win a game.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Mm-hmm. I think Becky specifically said like, the best kind of crazy or something like that.
Yeah. And she prefaced that it came full of respect.
True. She did.
Well.
She did. So I'm going to hold on to that.
And I should add here that if our listeners are the precise audience for LFG, but if somehow they missed it, it must be seen.
Yeah.
Brian, can you tell what it chronicles?
It means let's fucking go, right?
Yeah. LFG, let's fucking go. It's kind of like our rallying cry on the team. I mean, a lot of other sports say it and use it too, but LFG is like a nice little mantra. But the documentary follows our legal fight with U.S. Soccer throughout the lawsuit, and just kind of and it goes a little bit more in depth on Pino and Jess McDonald and kind of telling some of their story, but it also, the underlying kind of plot is the team, specifically a group of players who are part of the legal committee, are fight with U.S. Soccer and just what has gone into this lawsuit, and it's been a lot. I'll tell you that.
Have you gotten a chance to meet any of your teammates, new babies yet?
So I actually, I've met Sloan. We played, Allie and Ash, I think it was before the Olympics. Yeah. So I got to meet her, and she's like a little dumpling. She's just so
adorable.
Cute. Yeah. And then obviously Charlie is in camp. She's in camp now. And she's just also just like, they're just little buns and like, so like squishy, you know? But Charlie's getting big. She's old now. She's one something.
Wow. That's crazy. It's so inspiring to like watch them just be just as badass players.
It is one of the coolest things as a friend to watch your friend be able to continue to do what they do so well, which like this job isn't normal. Nothing about it is normal. It's extremely demanding. Not saying other jobs aren't, but in a very different way. And to just see them continue to thrive and be moms and just crush it. Like I think about myself, I'm like, I can barely keep track of what I need to do. Like, and oh, how would I take care of another human right now? So it's really cool. And it's fun to have little ones running around.
I feel like our next question. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. I was just saying it's like a team full of Beyoncés having babies coming back stronger, better than ever.
Right. Yeah. It's crazy. So, it gives me a lot of hope. And I'm just like, oh, it also makes me want to be a mom probably sooner. So it's cool to watch.
I know. I feel like we're all in that age where it's like, now I'm at the point where like more than I'm like crossing more than 50% of my friends are now parents. Yeah. And now I'm like, well.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Our next question is like kind of parental
thing. Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
Yeah, I think this one draws on my only experience playing soccer when I was like 5 years old. So very important question. Who on Paradise would bring the best orange slices, Serena or Becca?
Oh, definitely Becca, I think.
Yeah.
But I could see Serena. I think Becca's older, so like that's probably why. Mm-hmm. Serena's still pretty young, I think. So I could see Becca. She seems a little bit more maternal.
Makes sense. And finally, a little bit off theme, but which of your U.S. women's national team colleagues do you think would make the best bachelorette?
Ooh.
I feel like that would be a hard contest.
There's not a lot of people who are single on the team.
That's true. It can be strictly like who would have the skill. Let's imagine everybody's single.
Who would have the skill?
Because I think it is a skill, right? To like be a really effective bachelorette.
Yeah.
You can count yourself in it.
Oh, definitely not. who would it? I'm trying to like go through.
Brian, who do you think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean,
we do not know them.
It would have to. I know. That is part A of that. Don't watch much Bachelorette. I guess it'd just be like whoever you think can entertain a bunch of people. Like extra.
I was gonna say that I think Kristen Press seems so emotionally intelligent. Mm. Like whenever I've watched her in interviews, she just seems very like composed and aware of herself. And I feel like that's what you need for that role. And like, of course, the entire women's national team looks like a Bachelorette contestant, which is just a bonus.
I definitely wouldn't say her. I agree with you, but I don't think, I don't think she would enjoy it. I mean, Pina would be a great gay bachelorette, but she's obsessed with Sue.
No, so. I don't even want to imagine her as single. That's
She's definitely not single. I don't know.
We need a gay bachelorette.
We should poll the, you know, right? when we promote this, it's long overdue.
That would actually, you know, I mean, it probably end very quickly. They would find love very fast. Yeah,
100%.
I would think we need to see it.
I completely
agree.
If
they're looking for a host, Kelly O'Hara, host of the first.
I would do it. That'd be so fun. I'm so
down.
She's
on the mic. She's ready. She's got the host experience. Those were all of our questions. Thank you so much for joining us. But speaking of on the mic, where can people find more about you and follow Just Women's Sports? And what do you want to draw people's attention to?
Oh, they can find me on the gram, Kelly O'Hara. Yes. They can find Just Women's Sports there. I think it's Just Women's Sports. And then the podcast is anywhere that you can get podcasts. So there's been 3 seasons so far. Like I said, we're recording season 4 and it'll be, and everyone I've talked to enjoys it. So go have a listen.
And they sound like they're not, not every episode is like ultra timely. So if people want to go back and, and listen for sure. to their favorite athletes, they're just going to get evergreen.
Definitely.
Cool tidbits.
Very evergreen. Very evergreen.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. This was awesome.
Thanks, you guys. Take it easy.
Great job, Bridget. I realize we have not introduced Bridget to the podcast audience, so that was a little abrupt, but we have a new member of the Sup and Betches team, Bridget Schwartz. She is a content assistant who's going to be helping us mostly on social and touching in here and there in the podcast. So everybody in the DMs, Bridget, check the DMs for, hey, Bridget, thank you. We're so excited to have you.
I'm so excited to be here.
Perfect. Until the end of democracy, I'm Amanda Duberman.
I'm Barissa Smith.
And this is the Betches Up Podcast. Bye.
The Betches Sup Podcast is produced by Amanda Duberman, Jorge Morales Pico, and Sean Kilby. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Amanda Duberman. Be sure to follow at Betches_Sup on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. And send us your emails to suppod@betches.com. Betches.